Well, as I thought about what to share with you today and how to communicate the impact of the cat and dog theology on my life, I thought of two poems, actually. The last stanza from Robert Frost's poem, The Road Not Taken, says, "I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the road less traveled by. And that has made all the difference." And the second is from Psalm 139. It's verses 1 through 6 say, "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it." Tim and I attended a cat and dog theology conference about 15 years ago. I wasn't going to go. I didn't want to go. I had other plans, a homeschooling seminar, and so I didn't want to change them. But God had hemmed me in, and I went to the conference, and it has made all the difference. Today, I find myself on a road less taken, at least a less taken among popular Christian culture. I love conferences. I've been to many. So what about this one? It gave me such an intense reaction. Well, this one stands out because God used it to open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things in his law. That's Psalm 119:18. And Proverbs 4:18 says, "But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day." God used this conference to help me see. He shed light and opened my eyes on the truth of his word and his glory. This conference, more than many, brought into sharp focus and clarity biblical truths and realities. It was significant in showing me my blind spots. I had no idea how man-centered my faith had been up to that time. This conference was full of aha moments like that. I do consider it one of the defining events in my faith journey. It marks the first time I read through my Bible in my life. So 15 years ago, you can do the math. I was well into my 40s. That's something I've continued to do since that time. I am so grateful that God hemmed me in and had his hand upon me. He put me on a path. There was a divergence in the wood that I didn't even know about, and I'm so glad he put me on that path. I don't know what this conference is like 15 years later, but I am so excited to go, and I hope you'll join me.